also important counseling and consultation and much, much more. Terry Demeter in the house. Good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning, Shelley.
Looking at a picture of your center, and it looks like it's covered with snow. When was this picture taken? How appropriate was this?
Well, that was last year, but it pretty much looks like that today as well.
Tell us about your center.
So the Fountain Hills Center is a collective of about 15 therapists. We have two offices, one here in Grand Rapids and one in Oceana County. And we work together to provide therapy for children, adolescents, individuals, couples, families. We do court-related services. We do group therapy. Pretty much any professional services to deal with mental health.
I ask this question often. I think we know the answer. Are you busy?
Yes, we are very busy.
And is the toughest part picking up the phone or walking through your doors and asking for help?
That is one of the most difficult parts. Once you get in the door, I think everybody feels kind of comfortable, but which is what this event that we're hosting next Tuesday is all about.
What is this event you are hosting next Tuesday?
So we are hosting a holiday open house. We do it once a year, and that is just to invite the public in to see what the Fountain Hills Center is all about. You get to take a self-guided tour of a historic home, and on top of that, you get to learn what is therapy and
why support it and why receive it. This home was born in 1883?
Yes, 1883 was when the house was built.
Wow, and certainly it looks like it has maintained its historic character, would you say?
It is. It is on the historic registry, and we're very proud of that. And we really just want the public to come in and see what it's all about. And if you haven't taken a tour of one of the homes on Heritage Hill, this is a great way to do. Have a free tour.
It's exactly where? What's your address?
We're at 534 Fountain Street.
Great. Oh, you have something exciting happening at 6:30.
We do. Imagine that. We each year, our staff gets together and chooses a person in the community that we feel represents overall advocacy for mental health or for health in general. And this year, we're so happy to announce that Shelley Irwin is our recipient. And we're so excited to have Shelley. And so at 6:30, we're going to do a presentation, which is our Porch Light Award.
Wow. Wow. I wouldn't have mentioned that, but it is part of your agenda.
It is part of the agenda.
A, thank you. B, we don't take it lightly. C, there's more work to do. So, again, thank you for shining that porch light. Why the Porch Light Award? I like that.
So the porch light is Fountain Hill on the front porch every day, 24/7, 365. The porch light is lit. And that porch light is on to show all of us that no matter how dark it is, no matter how lonely it feels, there's always a light. Come in, enjoy.
Thank you. That's powerful. Again, the Fountain Hill Center for Counseling and Consultation this great Tuesday night evening, which includes you will have an opportunity to hear about what transitioning out of inpatient hospitalization.
Yes, Sarah Cooley, one of our newer therapists, is herself transitioning from one of our inpatient centers here in Grand Rapids into individual therapy at the center, and she'll be doing a presentation. Throughout the night, we're going to have several presentations from our therapists. And as a little surprise to you, Shelley, we are going to we try to do a little theme throughout the evening that represents our honoree.
And I have no idea where we're going with this. What are you going to do?
This year, we're doing a half marathon. So throughout the night, you can visit all of the 13.1 areas of the center and learn a little bit more about the center. And when you submit your slip of paper that says that you've done everything, then there'll be a door prize at the end that'll be chosen.
Oh, my goodness. How did you know I do half marathons?
Well,
those little birdies.
Yes.
Well, I guess my testimony is to that is I run and swim and bike for my mental health. Yes. And I say that seriously, because that is the feeling that I get before, middle, and during, and after, hopefully promotes the passion that I have for life and for centers like yours. The Fountain Hill Center for Counseling and Consultation this Tuesday night with Terry Demeter in the house. Tell me more about yoga therapy that will be presented at 7.
So one of our therapists does regular therapy, but she also integrates yoga into that. And she feels like yoga is a way to help people who have suffered from some severe trauma. She does it also for depression and anxiety. And so she'll be doing a little seminar on what that really means.
Yes. You also will present, obviously, the history of the Fountain Hill Center. And then it looks like you end up with a bit of conversation on the sun porch. What will you end with?
So on the sun porch, we're talking about cognitive behavior therapy, and that is based on trauma, mostly with children. And one of our therapists, Katie Kilmartin, will be discussing how that works and what that means.
Nice. Will there be snacks?
There'll be lots of snacks.
Healthy snacks and unhealthy snacks?
Healthy and unhealthy, because it's the holidays, so we have to have a few. And that brings us to our sponsors this evening.
Thank you.
Which is a lot of our snacks will be provided by Martha's Vineyard and Country Dairy. And to make sure that we have an all-around great evening, Fifth Third Bank has come in to sponsor this. Mental health is very important to them, and they want to help out in any way they can. So they're going to be our presenting sponsor for the night and make sure that everything goes smoothly.
So a 13.1 theme, huh?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we have to dress in race clothes, right?
No. Okay, all right. No, you come as you want. Very casual. You will be going up and downstairs, though.
I like that. Well, thank you, bless you, and much more work to be done in my world thanks to this award. But the big picture is the Fountain Hill Center for Counseling and Consultation is available.
Yes, available to all.
Yes. How do we find out more information about Tuesday's event and more?
So you can go to our website, www.fountainhillcenter.org, or you can call the center at 616-456-1178.
Awesome. Hey, I'll see you Tuesday.
See you then. Thank you.
Thank you.